Solo mom, you are not the only one who suffers when your relationship becomes toxic or you go through a breakup. Your children suffer too. In today's episode, Olivia Johnson, mother of four, author, and entrepreneur, shares her journey as a single mom raising her children solo after divorce. So if you're going through a breakup or you're just on the other side of one, this episode may just bring you the clarity and perspective you so desperately need. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight. My guest today is Olivia Johnson. Thanks for coming and talking to me today, Olivia. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So before we get into what you do, could you tell us who is Olivia?
Yeah, so a little bit about me. My name is Olivia Johnson. I am located in Australia. I have four beautiful children, two girls, two boys, and I have my own HR consultancy company called Olive Solutions. And I also have a charity called Community Partners, which we just empower the culturally and linguistically diverse community, you know, through mental health and just fostering inclusion. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And since we're on Solo Moms Talk, I have to ask, how did you become a solo mom?
So unfortunately, I had to flee from a very toxic relationship, or a very toxic marriage, which left me as a single mother. During that period, it was not just that I was facing being a single mother. It was also, I had to find myself again. I had been in a very controlling and coercive kind of situation. You know, everything was kind of, you know, controlled by someone else. But leaving that situation, I then had to find myself as well as be the strong pillar for my children. Yeah, so that's what made me a single mother.
Yeah, okay. I can relate. All right. Thank you. And you know, raising one is a struggle. So what has been your biggest struggle with parenting four children, two boys and two girls as well. Tell us about that.
Oh my. It's new. It's something new every day. But to be honest, I think the biggest struggle was just dealing with the fact that they had their own trauma and they had their own pain and hurt from the whole situation that presented itself in different ways. You know, so, you know, attention seeking and a lot of emotional breakdowns. And that was something new for me. I ended up taking like a parenting course on how to parent children who've gone through a lot of trauma and things like that. And let me see that some of their behaviors was not just them rebelling or being difficult. It was actually them crying out for help.
Yeah.
That was probably the most difficult part, was just navigating through that. So you're trying to parent hurt children, but you're also healing and hurting yourself. It was, quite a difficult time.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what is it like in Australia as a solo mother? What's the support network like? What's the environment like? What's the culture like for a mom who's raising her child alone or children alone?
So Australia has really good support systems in place for solo moms, you know, like government benefits and things that will help you kind of keep on your feet. But I think just to, like everywhere, you still have your struggles as a single mother. You still have to be the father and the mother, essentially. You know, you have to provide, you have to protect, you have to manage your household. You have to do everything, regardless of the support systems that are in place. So I think although Australia does have good support systems for solo parents, you know, you still face the everyday challenges. You still have to wake up every day and be there for your children.
Yes, yes, true. Always have to be
on point, no matter what kind of help and support you have.
Yeah.
All right. So, switching just a little, tell us what you do for your client, and then I'm going to ask you about your charitable entity. So, but tell us first what you do as a businesswoman and what you actually do for your clients.
Sure. So I started my business in 2023, more out of necessity than anything. So here I am, single mother to four kids. My youngest is also on the autism spectrum, nonverbal. So she has special needs that I need to cater to. And so working the 9-to-5 was just becoming a lot on my shoulders. So I decided to step out, take a chance, and start my own HR consultancy. So I provide HR support to businesses. And, you know, I didn't know if it was going to be successful, if I was going to get clients, but, you know, I had to do it. And I took a chance, started, and I got my first client within like the first month or so of starting, and other clients soon rolled over through referrals and things like that. So it's been going well so far.
That's good. That's good. Sometimes you have to make your own way to make a way, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So it's very commendable, because a lot of us sometimes find ourselves stuck thinking that the only way is to have a job. And we fear going out on our own. And it's good to have these conversations. So solo moms know that they don't have to be stuck in a 9-to-5 and put their kids with strangers. So there are options, right?
It's not easy, because, you know, financial pressures do stack up, and it's definitely not for the faint-hearted to step out and become an entrepreneur or a business owner. But like I said, for me, I just felt like something's got to give, you know. I can't do it all, and I needed that flexibility for my children, especially my daughter, taking her to speech therapy, OT, all these appointments. It's, you know, I was burning out. So it was definitely something I had to do.
Yeah. I can appreciate it. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.
Just to take a quick break, what is Olivia grateful for today?
Look, I'm just grateful for life. I'm grateful for life every morning that we wake up, because you never know when your time is up. But yes, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my children. Grateful that we have all our needs provided, and grateful to God for everything He's done for us.
Awesome. Thank you. Four children on your own, running a business. How do you find time for charitable work, and how did that come about?
Yeah, you know, I get asked that quite a lot. For me, a part of my healing journey was to give back, because that's just what fulfilled me. So starting a charity was not something I did straight away. I actually volunteered at other charities first, and then, you know, kind of stepped out and founded a charity with another lady called Sisters Support Australia, where we were supporting women from diverse backgrounds who had gone through DV. And then I kind of evolved from that, because I'm like, I am surrounded by domestic violence so much that I just want to escape that kind of environment and step out a little bit and touch a larger audience, and touch on more issues, particularly mental health, because I realized just how important that was, especially in communities with diverse backgrounds like mine. So I stepped out and started Community Partners, going really well, we did a outreach in Nigeria. We did a health day in Ghana. We supported orphans in Cameroon. We're currently looking at supporting orphans in Burundi as well. So it just gave me another level of fulfillment to give back. And that has been something that has helped me on my healing journey personally. So yeah.
Thank you. I really admire women who find other ways to fulfill their own desires, like the desire to heal. And in so doing, you're able to expand your horizon to help others. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to, given your experience with both personal experience and professional experience, give a solo mom who's listening three tips for whatever.
Or anything. Three tips for whatever. Such a good question. Okay, I think the three tips I would give another solo parent is don't give up. I know some days feels like it's impossible. Trust me, I know I've been there. I've cried some nights and I've had to pick myself up in the morning. Some days feel impossible, but don't give up because it will pay off and your kids will appreciate all the efforts you're putting in. Another tip is look after you. If you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you have looked after yourself, do what makes you happy so that you can pour back into your children. And a third tip is just based off the second tip of looking after yourself is look after your mental health. It's just as important as your physical health. Look after your mental health. There's nothing wrong with seeking out a counselor or someone to talk to. It can be very isolating, and there's a lot of stigma around being a solo parent. Particularly females, there's a lot of stigma around single mothers, and sometimes you just have to rise above it and do what you have to do for your kids, not what other people want you to do, or to please your community or please your family. Do what you have to do for your kids. So look after yourself, look after your mental health, and don't give up.
We appreciate that. All right. So, you're also an author. Tell us about that.
So another little part of my journey with healing and discovering myself was getting it down on paper. So I've always loved writing, and it has been the most effective way for me to communicate since I was little. Like, I would just write in journals or write letters to God or write letters to myself, just putting it down on paper. So as part of my healing journey, it made sense to kind of write my pain in a book and kind of disassociate from that and just realize that, okay, this is my story, but it's not who I am. It doesn't define my identity. Writing Echoes of Resilience was kind of like a journey, a part of my healing journey, kind of more like a journal to the world about what I had gone through or my testimony. And just to encourage someone out there, and also to highlight certain issues that we tend to sweep under the rug, child sexual abuse, the trauma that comes from that, childhood neglect, things that we don't want to acknowledge so much or talk about, which I think is important to highlight, being in a toxic relationship, control and coercion, signs to look out for. And I purposely put quotes in my book from, apologies, I purposely put quotes in my book from other professionals, and just to kind of back up what I'm saying in a way, because I know, a lot of people, you put yourself out there for scrutiny in a way. I want my book to be more about awareness than anything. So it's more about, look, here is someone's experience of what they've gone through. Let's learn from it. Let's do better. Yeah, so it was kind of just a part of my healing journey and just putting what I had gone through out there so that it's not holding me prisoner anymore, Kind of setting yourself free in a way.
When you write it down, you take it out of your head.
Exactly. Yeah. But I also wanted to use it to empower others, like turn my pain into purpose. Because I remember, like, there were some nights I would be praying and I'm like, God, there must be a reason why I've gone through all this pain. Like, I can't have gone through all this for nothing, So, writing this book was kind of like putting a band-aid on all of that and kind of putting it out there and not letting it hold me hostage anymore.
I understand, trust me.
Okay. And a question I should have asked you when I asked you for the tips to solo moms. And I'm going to ask you now to, as much as you can, without, divulging too much of what's in the book. A solo mom who's probably in a situation where they're experiencing, episodes or ongoing domestic violence. What kind of tip can you give to a solo mom like that? I mean, I'm not asking you to give hard and fast advice, just, some tips that help you to endure while it lasted.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, my realization as to what I was experiencing came much later. And how I realized that was I was kind of like at my breaking point, just like a pretty much like a shell of myself. I was just so overburdened, so depressed, and I couldn't put a name to what I was going through. Like, I didn't know emotional and psychological abuse existed. So I just was lost as to what I was going through. So I think it all kind of came together. I had a conversation with someone and they pointed out, this sounds like emotional and psychological abuse. And I was like, what is that? And immediately I began doing research. We have numbers in Australia that you can call to kind of seek help around those things. So I called those numbers, and they all confirmed what this person had told me. And so it got my mind racing, and I started doing research, started looking into things. And once your eyes get opened, it's so hard to unsee certain things. My advice would be to educate yourself as much as you can. There's a lot of websites you can visit, and they have like a safety exit, so that if anyone's coming around you and you don't want anyone to see what you're doing, you can quickly exit the website safely. So, yeah, do your research, really understand what you're going through, and have a safety plan, is what I would say.
All right, I really appreciate you coming and talking to us on Solo Mom's talk today. Any parting shot?
I would say, as a leaving remark, that, single parents, especially single mothers, we get judged so harshly in this world, and it seems like we're almost single parents of because of our own fault. And it's not always the case, I didn't choose to be a single parent. It happened out of the circumstance that I couldn't stay where I was and be safe. So I think we need to give single parents more grace, and also understand that they're doing the best they can for their children in the way that they know how to. But at the same time, I also think we as single mothers need to give ourselves grace as well, and also need to give ourselves a pat on the back and a bit of a break sometimes, because it's always go, go, go at some point, but you need to stop, reflect, think, and rest. So yeah, look after yourself, single mothers. Take care of yourself so that you can take care of your beautiful babies. And anyone out there who's experienced sexual abuse, domestic violence, please seek the help you need. And if you want to hear my story, please feel free to get Echoes of Resilience. It's available on Amazon. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I have your Facebook and your LinkedIn and also a link to your book. I put all those and the website information in the show notes. So you can go
Amazing.
grab something and just see what Olivia is up to. She's up to a lot, including raising four children. So we appreciate you, Olivia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Want to live longer? According to Harvard Health, good connections and social support can improve health and increase longevity. With that in mind, why not join other moms from around the world as we connect on Solo Moms Talk monthly Connect Lunch Break? Click the link in the show notes to RSVP or visit www.solomoms-talk.com for more details. Take a break and let's connect. Did you enjoy this podcast? Then please subscribe so you will know when new episodes become available. And if you think this podcast can help someone else, please share it with them. Thank you.